This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. So I just talked with you about eggshells and Epsom salts, and then I run across an article from one of the other websites that I admire and find them telling folks the exact opposite of what I told you. So rather than go into those details, let me just say this. Trust university-based information, but also your gut. And if it doesn't hurt you, your plants, or your soil, then go ahead and try that old garden home remedy. Do remember that there are some out there that you really do have to be careful about. One of those is getting rid of Creeping Charlie with borax. While it will kill CC, you'll likely kill your lawn too, and for a very long time. Borax contains boron, which in high concentrations will wipe out your grass. I just had this discussion recently with a neighbor. Perhaps becoming a friend of the little purple flowers of Creeping Charlie would be easier. I'm likely to have to do that myself. On to other nope-nope and yup-yups. One garden mythbuster suggests that it's okay to purchase plants from big box stores because the neonicotinoids that were used on the growing plants have pretty much dissipated. Well, to that I say, buy your plants locally. And by that, I mean your local nursery. I'm blessed to have 5 of them within a 15-mile radius of me. However, I do know that there are plants that they don't necessarily grow. So for that reason, I understand when folks purchase online. I have also. Got coffee grounds? Sure, they're fine, sprinkled in your compost, but sprinkled in your garden, where I've seen other people say they'll acidify your soil, what they don't tell you is that they also inhibit your plant from taking up nitrogen. So how do you navigate all that information? You can always ask me. Send an email to tkgardenbite@gmail.com or message me on my Garden Bite Facebook page. Find Garden Bite on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.